chapter 1. Let's see if this jives with what we see today in 2020. Verse 15 says, "My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil," the Bible says, "and make haste to shed blood." Look, folks, when you look at the videos, it's a group of people that are running to do evil. He did it, he did it. And everyone just rushes that person to kill them. And look, if Kyle wouldn't have had the AR-15, he would have ended up like the other guy who was not armed and was beaten to death and killed. Right? But no one wants to talk about that. "For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the" what? "Owners thereof." Make no mistake about it. These people who are looting, who are rioting, they're willing to take your life in order to take your possession. You know, I posted this meme on my Instagram, and it basically said, you know, the leftists will say, you know, if you take someone's life who breaks into your house, you value your things more than their life. And then the response is, so anyways, I started blasting. You know, and someone commented and said, no, just let them take your things. You know, their life is more precious. Well, hold on a second. First and foremost, if someone breaks into my house and I kill them not for my things. I kill them for my wife and my kids. How do I know they're not going to do something to my wife and kids? Second of all, folks, listen to what you're saying. The person who's breaking into my house values my things more than their own life. Right? They obviously value my things more than their own life. So why am I going to value their life more than the lives of my children and my wife? It's ridiculous. It's hypocrisy. It's stupidity. Okay? "So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof." Folks, life is precious.